This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our first guests are here to preview tomorrow's talk titled History of Alaska Native Education. As part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lecture series for the community on culturally responsive education, Phyllis Carlson, who is the education program manager at SHI. Phyllis, welcome to the show. Oh, looks like we may have just lost her for a moment. And also Chukangi Tla, Misha Plunkett Jackson, an assistant professor of secondary education at UAS, who will be giving the talk tomorrow. Chukangi Tla, gunachish. Nice to see you.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Will you please start by introducing yourself?
My name is Chukangi Kla. My English name is Misha Plunkett Jackson. I am Shungukedi. I'm Thunderbird. And my family hails from the Haines Klukwan region, the house lowered from the sun. And my family roots actually come out of Juneau. I'm related to the great Quinto family. My uncle is Marcelo Quinto. My mom is Carmen Quinto. Numerous aunties and uncles, too many to mention here, but I'm sure they're waiting to hear their names right now.
All right. And let's see. I'm looking at the description from the press release. You appear to me to be a lifelong educator. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely. It has been, I guess, known to me that I was an educator probably since the days of coaching basketball in Santa Cruz to coming up here and running basketball camps. It was actually my husband, Joshua Jackson, who's the infamous Mr. Josh at Harborview, who told me what I was doing was really teaching. And so I started pursuing working inside the schools. I worked with Clinkett and Haida and then eventually went and got my master's in teaching. And It's been a lifelong experience. It's been a joy and sharing opportunities I've learned through the years.
Okay. And so tomorrow's talk, like other talks in this series, will be featured on Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel. So people can watch live, right? And they can ask questions live. And you know, hopefully you'll be able to see those. What time does the talk start tomorrow?
The talk starts right at noon tomorrow, so it'll go from noon to 1 o'clock. It'll be about 50 minutes for the actual talk, and then they're saving about 10 minutes for questions. So hopefully you can hop on the YouTube channel and ask some questions. I will do my best to field every answer. I'm not the expert, but I can pull a lot of information out of my hat when I need to.
All right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the title of the talk is History of Alaska Native Education. What do you plan to focus on tomorrow?
I plan to focus on giving a real perspective as to how we got to where we are today. The different systems that have been in place in some shape or form that have shaped the experiences of our ancestors, of our grandparents, of our parents, of students today and of our children in the future, and how we can hopefully have an impact and a change on some of those systems that have not always been favorable. But I do try to focus as much as I can on stories of resilience, stories of advocacy, and really highlighting the Native voice and empowerment that we've had over the years.
I'm guessing you'll probably share a story or two about your life in education tomorrow. Can you give us maybe a teaser of one of them, maybe an example of one of these stories or one of your teaching techniques that have worked well for you?
Ooh,
not to put you on the spot or anything.
Tough questions, I know. Huh? I would say one story I would always usually share, and I've shared with students, many students I've worked over the years at JDHS, would be that my mom always raised me in a way to where she said, you know, you're going to have to work 10 times harder than everybody else because you're Native and you're a woman. And that is something I've known since the day I was born. It was something we acknowledged, but it was never treated as a deficit. And so I kind of use that story to explain how we can teach our children to be empowered, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge they're placed within systems and they're going within educational systems that actually look at that as a deficit. And have a deficit model towards teaching and working with our students. So really inspiring families to be more strength-based as well as teachers and educators to find the amazing genius that we have as Indigenous people.
Absolutely. Phyllis Carlson, it looks like we were able to reconnect. Are you there?
I am, and I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. We just got disconnected and wouldn't let me back in.
It was something on Zoom's part, I'm sure. It's so nice to have you back. And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Chukangi Tla and Phyllis Carlson about tomorrow's talk. It's from noon to one as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lecture series for the community on culturally responsive education. Phyllis, now that we have you back, we do know tomorrow's is from noon to one on SHI's YouTube channel. Can you talk to us just a little bit about this series, maybe how it came to be and who else we may have heard from or can expect?
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having us on the show to talk about this program. I'm the director for a program called Through the Cultural Lens. It's a series of seminars we do for the Juneau School District teachers. And it's based on having them learn a little bit more about the place in which they live and the culture in which First Peoples of the area are from. And that is because we have kind of a disconnect in our community. I think Misha was just describing her experience in the school system. And so in doing this series of seminars, we found that the community has a lot of gaps in their knowledge about First Peoples and place-based and connection to the educational system. And so we wanted to have a larger platform and get more people involved in understanding the reason for this advocacy for Native students and the programs we sponsor here at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. So we created this series for September, and we started the series September 1st with Shken George. Her topic was Perspectives of a Native Educator. September 11th was Dan Monteith on History and Healing, A Story of Douglas, which was just this past Friday. And of course, Misha will be tomorrow. And then coming up on September 22nd will be Peggy Cowan talking about culturally responsive curriculum from governance to classroom. And finally, September 29th will be Ernestine Hayes, whom we all know and love, on Crafting Change.
Wow. What a lineup. Goodness, geez. Chukangi Tla, your mom once gave you some advice, right? Like you just shared with us. What's advice that you now give to young teachers in when you come across them?
As a teacher, as a friend, as a support, to always think outside the box is probably the one thing. To push, to challenge, and to go with what's in your heart. Usually what I tell people is to lead with their best foot forward. And we know that culturally responsive teaching is a practice that benefits everybody. But typically, a lot of times, it's the first thing to go when people are under duress or teachers are stressed about content and the breadth of content that has to be shared and they're going to assess their students on. But I really try to emphasize, if you lead with your best foot forward, you lead with those strategies, and really more than anything else, it's about the values and beliefs that come with it, then it just is this current that carries your class throughout your entire semester and throughout your career. And it's amazing the connections you can make, the difference you can make. And it really truly is empowering, because teaching is stressful. It's hard. So finding the little tiny things that can help you get through those harder moments and those tougher teaching moments, that's kind of what I try to emphasize.
Okay, that's the voice of Chukangi Tla. She's speaking tomorrow from noon to one as part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's lecture series for the community on culturally responsive education. It's free. It's on YouTube, on the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube channel. There will be questions at around 12:50 to about 1 o'clock. And we're looking forward to this for sure. Phyllis, is there anything else that you would like to add? Anything I missed?
No, just again, thank you for giving us this opportunity to reach out into the community. And again, this will be live streamed on YouTube, and we welcome your questions for the presenter at the end.
Yeah, and Chukangi Tla, do you have any more questions, or I shouldn't say that. Did I miss anything? Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I was going to say, Scott, I hope you don't ask any of these tough questions on that chat box and throw me a curveball during the presentation. No, I do. I love questions. I hope everybody listens. I'm going to try and do my best to include as many communities as possible. A lot of my information comes from specifically in Juneau because that's where my family comes, but my husband comes from Cake, his family in Angoon and Hoonah, and we've traveled through Yakutat and all kinds of areas doing basketball camps. So hoping everybody can listen in and share more than anything, just their own resources, their own successes, and have a place to celebrate what we've done and what we're going to be doing.
All right. Chukangi Tla, Misha Plunkett-Jackson, tomorrow, Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m., the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's YouTube site as part of the lecture series for the community on culturally responsive education. Gunlashchish, Phyllis Carlson, Gunlashchish, thank you both.
Gunlashchish, Scott.
Gunlashchish, thank you for having us.